To understand the 202-year-old festival, you need to know a little bit about a man named Peter Spencer. He was a freed slave from Maryland who moved to Wilmington and there became a religious leader. Spencer broke away from an Episcopal church after facing discrimination from its white members. He and others then founded the first independent black church in the U.S., during a time when Delaware still allowed slavery.
You always have to be prepared for someone to say, "No, we were the first ones."
That's Patricia Butler, a festival organizer and member of the Mother African Union Church.
You may have been an independent church, or you may have had your own church, but no one had went to court to fight to say, no one can come in and tell us what to do. This is our church for us, and we are going to worship God the way we want to.
And here's the really incredible thing about Big August Quarterly. In its early years, slaves who lived downstate were given travel passes just so they could come up to Wilmington and celebrate the festival. Again, Patricia Butler.
We don't have a lot of days that we can say are our holy days or our holidays. So August Quarterly is sort of like an independence kind of day for us.
Festival organizers anticipate that thousands of people will come to the 9:30 a.m. Sunday service with the Reverend Frank Madison Reed at the Chase Center on the riverfront. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Ann Hoffman.